the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around
you. Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amy, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello, and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amy, here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
We got so much going on. You know what? I just noticed the date as we're recording this. We're in that 30-day window on the Trust Challenge, Daryl.
It is. It's coming up really quickly. October 4th through 8th, we're kicking off Q4 with the 2021 Trust Building Challenge. Larry, I'm stoked about this event, and I'm so excited about not only the people that are leading it. We got an all-star cast of coaches over that 5 days, but I'm also excited about the topic because I think this is such a critical thing right now in this season.
Yeah, I love this saying. I mean, you got to lay it on everybody because you have the trust saying. I just love the trust saying that you talk about as far as soft skills.
Well, soft skills yield hard dollars.
Which in turn is going to build trust.
Well, and the ultimate soft skill, if you think of all the different interpersonal skills, what we're aiming towards is trust. Because when you have trust, things happen quickly. If you have no trust or low trust, slows everything down. Stuff gets stuck in the pipeline. And it's really, really frustrating. So anything we can do to increase trust, to learn the skills of building and sustaining trust is only going to help us increase our pipeline velocity, our results, our fun, all of that. So make sure to join us. Thanks to our friends at BombBomb who are all in on this and excited to be the premier sponsor of this event. Thanks to BombBomb and our other sponsors, this event is available to you absolutely free. All you need to do is go to 2021trustchallenge.com and register and sign up. And even if you can't show up every day live, we'd love for you to be there live 12 to 1 Eastern each day the week of October 4th through 8th. If you can't be there live, no worries. We're going to videotape it. We'll send you the cassette and it's going to be awesome.
Okay, so, now, dude. Daryl,
I just majorly dated myself.
You just major dated. I mean, everyone, Daryl's older than me when he drops the word cassette. Come on, dude. Now I know what you drive. Now I know what you listen to when you're in your car.
You're reel to reel, baby. Hey, by the way, if you're new to the Selling for the Heart podcast, welcome. You've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. Huge shout out to our friends at BombBomb. BombBomb is helping us rehumanize business. And it's such an incredible tool. If you haven't tried BombBomb, just the ability to reach out and touch somebody and communicate with easy to do, easy to send, unbelievably simple platform to send video with exponential results. You got to check it out. BombBomb.com/heart. So check that out. But today, speaking of heart, speaking of trust, all these topics, we've got an old friend. How about a good friend? We got an old friend. He is certainly a Selling from the Heart champion.
I'm sorry, wiki shake. Let me put my teeth in. Hang on. Let me put my teeth in here.
Everyone's okay, gonna be excited.
We already know where this thing's going already. It's already going down the drain. Sorry.
Hey, folks. Daryl, can I get the challenge in an 8-track?
For you, absolutely. We'll see what we can do. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome back Lee Sauls to the Selling from the Heart podcast. It's great to have you here, Lee.
Great to be back.
We didn't have to. I mean, everyone knows Lee Sauls, so we didn't have to do the formal introduction. So, Lee, welcome back to Selling from the Heart.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to have fun today, and we got a really exciting announcement and all the cool things around that. But I don't want to skip the most important part of the Selling from the Heart podcast, and that is your thoughts on what does it mean to you to sell from the heart, Lee?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things you always hear about sales is that sales is a numbers game. And I understand that there's certainly a quantifiable aspect and something you should measure. But let's not use those numbers and make people feel like numbers. Everyone wants to feel special. And if you think about it, you get leads all day. You have discovery meetings all day and proposals. For you, they're multiple. You're doing it many, many times throughout the day. But the people you're interacting with, it just once. Just once. Make every individual you interact with feel special. That's the key.
Oh, that's so good. It's especially now in today's world, Lee, where I'm going to go back because you said something about numbers. Mm-hmm. And I've been involved in situations where you have management that look at you through revenue generating eyeglasses mm-hmm. and you just feel like a number.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Behind that number is a human being.
Yeah. There is. We forget, and I'll tell you, one of the secret ingredients for me in my consulting and speaking practice is I make every client feel like they're the only one that I have. If you picked any client of mine and said, how many clients does Lee have? They'd have no clue, none whatsoever, because I make every one of them feel like they're the only one I have.
I love that.
That's and every salesperson has that opportunity. Doesn't matter what you're selling, yep. you can do that.
Well, that's a great mindset. That's almost a mic drop moment. So, Lee, thank you for being on the Selling from the Heart podcast. This has been wonderful.
And this might be the shortest podcast we've ever done.
We'll go until a nugget of truth is dropped. Well, you know what?
Hey, Lee, now you know what makes us different.
Thank you.
Speaking of the world's shortest podcast episode, you know what though, Lee, this is a really special time for you. And I know listeners to the Selling from the Heart podcasts have been huge fans of sales differentiation. It's made a massive difference. I think it's a masterpiece. I recommend it not only to sales leaders, but also to entrepreneurs and marketing people, because it's such a great playbook on differentiation. But the cool thing is, I noticed when we're full screen right over your shoulder, there is a baby blue book that looks very similar, but it's kind of different.
Hey, Lee, check it out. Hey, Daryl, sorry.
You got my mailman is running a little slow, obviously. Sell Different is coming out on the 14th of September, and we're so honored to have you here to talk about Sell Different. So what's different about Sell Different?
You just took all the fun out of this.
Uh-oh.
I mean, really, I come on your show. This isn't my first time. We're only a couple of minutes in. Is that really nice? I mean, you asked me what's different. Is that fair?
What's different?
Is that really fair?
Yeah,
it is. Of course it is.
The world's not fair.
Of course it is. You know what? Salespeople, whether buyers ask you that question point blank or not, that's the question they need to know the answer to. They want to know what's different. And if you can't articulate it, if you can't demonstrate it, you know what the whole conversation is going to be about? Price.
Yes.
So let me answer your question. What's different about Sell Different? Oh, this one right here.
We're excited. By the way, I had the opportunity to read it. Larry's had the opportunity to read it. I think it's a masterpiece, and I'm really, really excited for people to get it in their hands. This is going to be a great tool. So, so what's different, Lee?
All right. So sales has never been tougher than it is today. Competition's just miserable. It's fierce. And if you look at the differences in features and functions from one provider to another, they're really subtle. And I'll bet you haven't heard any executive saying, hey, salespeople, I feel for you. We're going to cut your quota by 50%. It's okay if you sell the deals at 20 points less margin. We're cool with that, right? Nobody's doing that. Every executive is saying you still win at high rates and protect margins, or as I just trademarked, win more deals at the prices you want. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that? How do you do that when the differences of what you're selling are so slight? Well, you have to sell different, which means looking at every touch point, every interaction between yourself and a buyer, and look for ways to outsmart, outmaneuver, and outsell the competition. So in this book, I get into the ways you generate leads, how you prospect, how you handle discovery meetings, how you sell virtually. You know, when I wrote the book proposal for HarperCollins, there wasn't a chapter on virtual selling. Then this thing happened. What's it called again? Oh, right, the pandemic. Now there's a chapter on virtual selling, how to deal with requests for pilots and trial programs, how to analyze accounts in a meaningful way, how to use account management as a way to acquire more clients, so much more. So the focus is sell different is just that, giving you the tools, the strategies you need to win more deals at the prices you want during a fiercely competitive time. And just like I did with sales differentiation, every chapter is dedicated to a strategy, and I give you step-by-step instructions on how to implement it. I'll give you a little peek into the kitchen, guys.
Love it.
First step of the editing process, I sent the manuscript to a bunch of executive clients, and I said, I want the answers to two questions. What did I not address that you would expect a book on this topic to address? And what could you not implement based on how I presented it? That was the first round of editing. So I made sure that every one of those strategies, you could read the book without paying a nickel to hire me, you can implement it.
Awesome. And that's what I love about the book is that it is so practical. It's almost like as a salesperson. And then when I get my shiny baby blue copy of this book, you know what?
Oh, you mean this one?
That's right. What I intend to do, this, there's some books that I read and put back on the shelf. This is the kind of book that is going to sit on my desk. What I mean by that, this is the kind of book that you can go through a chapter and then like it's practical. You can implement it. You can look at it and say every day, I'm going to focus on this one thing, and we're going to master that. I'm going to go to the next one. And it's rare to find a book like that that's got that level of just practical. And so this, and I'm serious, everyone listening in, you got to go get your copy. You can pre-order it. If they have any left, it's already number one on Amazon in the sales category, my understanding is, and it's not even released until the 14th. I'm just kidding. I'm sure they'll print
number one. Number one new sales book, and on Tuesday the 14th is when this hits the streets.
That's fantastic. It shows the need right now, right? Yep. That shows the demand for saying, hey, I got to figure out how to be different in this sea of sameness out here.
Yeah, and the nice thing is it doesn't matter what you're selling, a product, a service, technology, or if you're selling in a B2B, B2C environment, the strategies here are applicable. And it's not going to conflict with any sales methodology that you've embedded in your organization. But what it is going to do is help you find ways when you're dealing with tough competitors. I mean, sometimes you're selling the exact same thing as your competitor. Well, how do you lead people to want to buy from you rather than the alternative? That's the answer you get in Sell Different.
Yeah, you know what I really love about the book, and you keyed in on it a little bit ago, Lee, is to create differentiation throughout the entire process, right? Create those memorable moments with every touch point. So what I really like is if we can take our listeners to chapter one, because I think you set the stage really, really well in chapter one when you talk about some personal experiences with your son. And I think this really sets up the whole entire book.
Yeah. And for those of you listening, I'm a huge baseball fan, like Larry and Daryl are. So this is a baseball story. So my son, Steven, was a high school baseball player with an aspiration to play college ball. And in between his junior and senior years, he was selected to play on our city's American Legion baseball team. And this is where college coaches come out to find talent, right? This is a talent search exercise. And during the Legion tournament, guys, he hit 4 home runs and 3 doubles. Oh, nice. And you know what happens when that happens? You don't have to call colleges anymore. They start calling you. Now, if you've ever been through a college recruiting experience before, you know it's a sale. These coaches are trying to sell you on their institution, but they can't differentiate what they sell. They can't add a major, build a dorm, move the campus. Those are all fixed assets. The sole set of tools they have to work with is to sell different. And some coaches are marvelous at it, and some failed miserably. So, you know, when you first visit a college campus, as soon as you cross onto the border, your blood pressure jumps about 30 points. You know why that is? And it's not the tuition. As crazy as that is, it's not the tuition.
You got to park somewhere.
Right. You can't find a place to park. Right. Oh, my God. Every college campus is this way. You park here, we're going to tow you. But welcome to our fine institution. Right.
Or you come out and there's a ticket on your window.
So this one school we visited, we pull into the parking lot and there's a spot with Steven's name on it. Stopped us dead in our tracks. Then we go inside. There's an agenda for the day. Steven's name's printed at the top. We were just like, wow. What did it cost this university to do these two things? A penny, maybe, for the ink and the paper? But think about what they did. They made us feel special.
Bingo.
Right? This is what we talked about before. There was another school we visited, rainy day. And the college coach says, hey, text me when you get here. And Steven did. And we go inside and we sit down with the coach. He apologizes. Right off the bat, he apologizes. Says, I didn't invite admissions to join us and do the tour. I'm going to do it. Spent 4 hours with us that first day. Afterwards, he was emailing and texting Steven, not saying, hey, did you make a decision? Getting to know him, his likes and dislikes. Invited him to come to campus, have dinner with some of the players, and go to a women's volleyball game. Now, guys, when you found out that you were accepted to college, how did you find out? How'd you know?
I came in the mail.
Got a letter in the mail. Not Steven.
I didn't know Daryl went to college.
little secret, nice folks. One, you just Larry. Learned something.
Nice one.
Steven didn't get a letter in the mail. He got a phone call from this coach saying, welcome to Augsburg University. And he accepted. Now, can I have a dad brag moment for a second here?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So he finished his sophomore year. He's just starting junior year. Won the Triple Crown for his school. Led in just about every offensive category. Dean's List. And was named Academic All-Conference. So getting it in the classroom. Getting it on the ball field. Dad's thrilled. Now, if you think about what these coaches did, it's like what I said earlier. They made Steven and our entire family feel special. Like he was the only athlete they were recruiting anywhere on the planet for any sport. But that wasn't the case, obviously. But that's how they made us feel. And that comes back to the point of make every client feel special. Now, I have another son, Steven's brother. There were seven schools that were going after Steven. The one that was at the top of his list, bags packed, this is where I'm going, was at the bottom of his list at the end of the process. They didn't get rid of a major, didn't get rid of a dorm, didn't move the campus. It was the recruiting experience, how he was being sold. Wow. So when David went through this process, that school wasn't even on his list. David's a nationally recognized pitcher. That school was not on his list because of the experience his brother had. When you're selling and you treat someone like a number, like the old shampoo commercial, they're going to tell two friends and so on and so on. It doesn't just damage that one deal. It has a massive impact because you made someone feel like a number.
I could, by the way, being a sports geek like I am, I could hear that story over and over and over.
All right, I'll start all over. So my son, Steven.
Hey, Daryl,
just hit rewind, Larry, if you want to hear it over again.
Yeah, you'd have to hit rewind on your cassette player in your car, Daryl.
The H-track.
That's right. Flip it over.
But no, isn't this so – but it's so critical, Daryl and Lee. It's the experience. It's the little things.
It is.
And I think we forget sometimes, and I'll even go on to say that I believe so many in sales overcomplicate things to the point where they overcomplicate things. It's the small little things, and that story just proves it.
And yeah. The thing is, none of it's complicated. It just requires care. You have to care to do that, right? And if you do that, you stand out, and people would rather do business with you than the alternative.
You know, I'm having flashbacks, right? In the early part of 2020, I had two meetings. I met two different people that really changed the trajectory of my career and my mindset. And
you're welcome.
I've known you longer than that, Lee. You're not getting away with that. But Larry and I got to meet Jesse Cole. Yeah, Jesse's the baseball,
man in the yellow
right?
tux, man the guy in the yellow with the tux, Savannah Bananas.
The Savannah Bananas, all of that. And and the light bulbs came on. It was like, whoa, this is you can't control the ball game, you can't control a lot of things, but you can control the experience. And then I also met a new friend when we were, Larry and I were at Sales 3.0 at Disney the week Disney shut down, which is not a great place to be the week of the COVID beginning. But I did meet a friend who worked for the Disney Institute. And I started asking him about, what are you reading? What do you do? And I got introduced to the Experience Economy book. And this has become so much a part of who I am, and a big topic on selling from the heart is the experience we provide, you know, you can't differentiate on product as a salesperson because you didn't make the product. You know, you got what you got. The service, hopefully it's good. You know, hopefully you've got a good product and good service, or you should probably go work somewhere else. But the reality is lots of companies have good products and good service. But we do have control over the experience. And we've got control from the time we begin prospecting all the way through the opening of the relationship, all the way through, you know, business reviews and all of that. And this is what I love about the Sell Different book is there's all kinds of concrete examples and tactics that you can put into play to differentiate throughout the sales process. Just brilliant.
Well, I'm going to make Larry cringe for just a moment. So one of my long-term clients is the San Francisco Giants AAA team. And for those of you who don't know, Larry is a diehard Dodgers fan.
Okay, but however, before you tell the story, I just want to drop one thing.
Yes.
I would rather root for if I'm not rooting for the Dodgers. Now, this is going to be bad coming from a Dodgers fan. If I'm not rooting for the Dodgers, if for some unforeseen reason they don't make it to the World Series this year, I will root for the Giants because I'd rather root for the Giants than the San Diego Padres. And that's a whole nother story, but continue. I just had to drop that in there. Sorry.
Daryl, that's recorded, right?
I think we got that on tape. So that's
good. On 8-track?
Yep. All the different versions.
So the name of the team is the Sacramento River Cats. If you Google them, Forbes ranks them as the number one most valuable minor league franchise. And I've gotten to know the owner, she's become a dear friend. And her philosophy, so their number one's like in attendance, revenue, all that stuff. And she looks at the stadium and holds a little over 16,000 fans. And she says, all you have to do is screw up one kid's birthday and the game was a loss. She looks at every single one of those 16,000 fans and says, why are they there? And let's make sure they have the experience they want to have. She doesn't look at this aggregate 16,000 people. It's the company that's there for their event. It's the church that's out there for their event. It's the little boy or little girl who's there for a birthday. Every one of them needs to have the experience that they expected to have when they come to the ballpark. And that's been one of the keys to their success.
That's so good. Here's the thing. Now, that's just key on what Lee said. And now think about that in the day in the life of you as a sales professional or even the sales leader is you can control the experiences and you never know, right? I don't care if you're in a virtual call with somebody or you happen to be able to be in their office. You never know who knows somebody. And the minute that you walk by somebody and ignore them, because you know they're not the decision maker or influencer, you've just affected that experience. Yep. Now, keying on what Lee just said, and it just magnifies it 10 times.
Absolutely.
Lee, I'm curious, yes. As we're wrapping up today, I'm just curious, what was your favorite chapter of the book? Like, what did you go, I really like this one?
Well, let me back up a step. You know, one of the questions I get asked all the time is, because this is my sixth book, which one's your favorite? Which normally is like asking, which is your favorite kid? But I will tell you what makes Sell Different special for me personally. My wife and my mother were involved in the editing. My daughter is heading up social media for the launch. My sons and my wife helped package up the pre-launch material. So everyone's been involved with this. And as you read the book, the names that are in there are either my kids, cousins, family members. So it's a very personal connection I have to this book. But if you had to ask me my favorite chapter, boy, that's a tough one. Now it is like picking your kids. I think I'd have to pick the strategy that over 99.999% of salespeople don't do. Oh, can we leave them hanging with that?
No.
Gotta go buy the book.
Oh, come on.
Give us a tease. Come on.
All right. So, and I just had this conversation with a client this morning about this topic. So imagine you have this discovery meeting, and it's a great discovery meeting. It meets all the criteria that you set for a great discovery meeting, right? And you think about the meeting as you're walking back to the car. You found challenges. You found pain, and your company excels in them. You position your differentiators. They ate them up. You've got action items. They've got action items. this deal's so good, you can taste it. You remember every minute. It's like your favorite movie. Guys, what's your favorite movie?
Star Wars.
Okay, because you're a geek.
Sorry.
Okay, Caddyshack. And you remember every minute of that, just like your favorite movie, every line, right? The flaw is we think they remember that meeting just as vividly as we do. It doesn't dawn on us that after our meeting, they had seven others. Mm-hmm. They got 106 emails, 16 voicemail messages, each one layering on top. Makes us a distant memory. So here's what over 99.999% of salespeople don't do. And it's send a recap email. Mm-hmm. I had this conversation this morning with a client, and they were telling me about the salesperson. He was hoping to have a 15-minute meeting. He wound up with a 2-hour and 15-minute meeting. And I asked the sales manager, I said, if I called that prospect and interviewed him right after that meeting, how much of that meeting do you think they remembered? And then if I called them a day later, how much of that meeting do you think they remembered? And of course, you know, smaller and smaller fractions.
Yeah.
Right? So the recap email is designed to stay front of mind, and it has five components to it. So the first part is your objectives, what they said their challenges were, what they were looking to address. The second section is how we can help. Here's a way in writing to position your differentiators. Your to-do list, my to-do list, and our agreed upon next step. Now, I don't care what CRM you use, you could put all the data in there. It's not going to spit out this email, which means there's time it takes to craft this email, which means you're making them feel special. They know it took time to write this. So you're investing in the relationship. The first thing you did was stand out from the competition because you invested the time to write this recap email. You met with one person. You know multiple people are involved in the decision-making process. You write this email in such a way it can be shared with others, and they become intrigued and excited about working with you. Guys, have you ever had a meeting and then you have a second one and they were supposed to do all these things? You go to the second meeting, you go, oh, that's right, Larry. I was supposed to do all this stuff. Forgot. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it's now you put it in the email, less likely that they're going to forget. So chapter 11 of Sell Different guides you through how to put this into your game.
Guys, it's the guys and gals. It's the small things. It's the little things.
They add up.
Oh, so spot on.
Well, Lee, congratulations. I'm so excited. Everybody Sell Different. Lee, just what an honor to spend time with you today. And we are cheering you on.
Thank you. And hey, should we tell everyone that they should go to selldifferentbook.com? Because if they buy the book during the launch, there's all kinds of bonuses that they get.
Nice. Yes. Do tell.
All right. So there's an all new Sales Differentiation Minute video series that maps to the Sell Different book. That's only available to my keynote clients and consulting clients. But during the launch, if you buy just a copy for yourself, for 52 weeks, you get an email every week with a link to a video that helps you implement the strategies you read about.
That's awesome.
How's that for a bonus?
That's beautiful.
Hey, you like that? And it just popped up on the screen. You got technology
here, Lee.
Hey, really we quick. But, hey, before we say a formal goodbye for now to Lee, we got to do something. And this is a tip of the cap to his daughter. For those listening, you can't see this, but for those watching on YouTube, you'll get the gist of this. So Lee, grab your Minnesota Twins.
Oh, you noticed Darryl. That. You noticed yeah, that. I don't Darryl, have any grab yours.
So this is the toast to our near and dear friend Lee on the launch of his book, Sell Different. Congratulations. We love you as we're toasting with a Lee Sauls. And that's only for your daughter.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Jamie will appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Should we tell people what's in a Lee Sauls? They should know that. Because they're probably wondering if we're drinking alcoholic beverages because we're having so much fun. It's an Arnie Palmer with a splash of grenadine and slice of orange instead of lemon. It's outstanding. Beautiful. Outstanding.
Beautiful. You heard it here, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sauls, thanks for hanging out with us today, Lee. That was fantastic.
Thank you. It was a great time.
All right. Take care, Lee.
So good. Uh-oh. I'm excited for this. Look, I love Lee Sauls. And hey, listen, you're listening in. You're a sales professional. You're going to buy a copy of this book, but I want to up the ante on this. When you pre-order, go ahead and get a stack of these, because here's the deal. This is going to be the type of book that you can give to your clients. They're going to appreciate it. It's full of tactics that they can use. And if you're a sales leader, you know, don't limp in on this thing. Count how many people are on your sales team, plus how many you plan on hiring this year. Put that number in the order. You're going to thank me for this. Lee has written a fantastic book. It's an incredible resource. And it's going to be, it's just tremendous value that it just aligns so well with selling from the heart. And we're cheering it on. So go to selldifferentbook.com. Larry, it's so much to put into action, but I will tell you, I remember when I read the book and we got to pre-read the book, so which was a real privilege, but I read that section about the recap email, and it's stuff like that in the book, like just one of those things implemented, and there's dozens in the book are really going to help you. But I just want to challenge everyone listening today, you know, why don't you incorporate that habit? You know, why don't you incorporate a recap email after each meeting? What would that look like in terms of amping up your professionalism, building trust, and helping move deals forward?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's all about differentiation. I would just, you know, along the same lines, but taking this just a little bit different direction, just really quick, is I would think that everybody out there, think about what makes you different. Here's why. You're going to be asked that question, and it's not what makes your company different, your products different. It's what makes you different, and you have to be able to deliver it with conviction.
That's right. Well, what a great episode. What a great conversation today. I knew it was going to be. It's exceeded my expectations. Not only can you find it on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, LinkedIn, but apparently we've got 8 tracks coming out now as well for Larry's car. So it's going to be fantastic.
Hey, thank you to kill me, man. God.
Thank you to everybody today that is leaving reviews on the podcast, sharing it. It helps us spread the message. This is a movement of authenticity in the sales profession, and we're all a part of it together. Huge shout out to our friends BombBomb. Make sure to get your tickets to the 2021 Trust Building Challenge coming up October 4th through 8th at 2021trustchallenge.com. And until next week, keep being genuine. Keep being authentic, keep adding real value, sell differently, and most of all, sell from the heart.